There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden here with you. Doug has made his way home. He is back on the farm, or at least should be. I talked to him about 7:30 last night. He was just passing through D.C., and he will be back with us tomorrow morning. Until then, Jennifer, Ken, and Rich all got the big stories for you today. And looks like the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, which is, if I look out my window right here, I can see them, Jennifer. They're in the building right next door to me.
Well, did you see him rounding up a big group of people and carrying him into the building the other day, Rich?
I didn't see a whole lot of activity. What's going on?
You missed it. They had a big butterfly net filled with gang members, I think is how it should have looked. Maybe you can check your footage, your security footage. The Department of Homeland Security, they were targeting gangs across the country. Teams from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and then the Homeland Security Investigation, which they call HSI, arrested more than 1,200 people, so good for them, while seizing weapons and drugs directly used by international crime syndicates. Members and associates from 239 different gangs, Rich, were arrested in 282 cities across the U.S. So this was a big, huge investigation going on. And the project was called Project Wildfire. It was a six-week operation that included 215 state, local, and federal law enforcement agencies. At least 913 people have already been charged with criminal offenses as a result of the operation that began in mid-February. And those arrested include 650 with violent criminal histories. 19 individuals were wanted on active warrants for murder, 15 for rape or sexual assault, and there were 200 foreign nationals arrested in the raids. This was a really good thing. You know, sometimes we talk a lot on this show about how the government gets it wrong, but in my opinion, this is one of the times when the government actually uses intelligence, gets it right, captures a lot of bad guys all at once, and it was a good effort for grassroots law enforcement and a good deal. And the story, by the way, is up at DougStephan.com in the trending box.
There.
Are you okay? No. Were you just taken by...
I'm sitting here watching Rand Paul and...
The security footage of those people getting rounded up.
You ought to see outside there. They have some crazy, crazy things going on. You will see the black trucks outside all day long. And they have these little satellite dishes. I took a picture of one once. The crazy...
Yeah, they look like the Google car almost.
A lot more ominous. Bigger. They're the Chevy Suburbans with the big satellite dishes, black, everything's black, and they pull down the tailgates. Remember how like Kiefer Sutherland used to pull up and he'd pull down his tailgate and he'd have all the weapons in the back?
I think about it often.
These things are outside. I know you do. These things are outside my office all day long. Like with these guys, this is where the Kiefer Sutherland preppers are, where they get out there and they're like, okay, here's all my tools, here's all my weapons, we're on a case, let's go. And they roll right out of there. So, hey, what's going on with Rand Paul and Savannah Guthrie?
Well, this is kind of an interesting story. Ken and I were talking about this. Rand Paul apparently was on the, you know, he's doing a media tour now. He's announced that he's running for president, and so he's on the prowl. And he sat down with Savannah Guthrie on the Today Show, and I guess got a little ticked off, for lack of a better term, about how the interview was going. It didn't quite like it. He said he does not shy away from the media, and this is just known about him from his campaign, but when he doesn't like something, he definitely tells you that he doesn't like it. Do we have the audio of his interaction with Savannah, Rich?
I've understood as I've come to Washington is that Washington's horribly broken and we have to try to fix it. I think the deficit goes on whether Republicans or Democrats are in charge, and sometimes we point fingers too much and say it's the fault of one party or the other. I think there's enough blame to go around, but what I've come to the conclusion is that we need more turnover. I'm a big fan of term limits. I think we will only improve when we have term limits and when we have rules such as a balanced budget amendment which forced Congress to do the job they seemed to be incapable of doing.
Senator Rand Paul.
It was little snarks from what I can see, where every time that she would try to interrupt him, he would say, let me finish, let me finish, let me finish. But you can look at the looks on their faces, not really enjoying each other's company.
Well, it started out, she was pointing out, she said that you had these views on foreign policy
right.
that were unorthodox, and you have changed over the years. And she wanted to know if he had mellowed, and he didn't like that at all and said that she was editorializing.
He actually said, this is his direct quote, let me see if I get this right. No, 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 no. That was the Rand Paul quote to Savannah Guthrie. Listen, you've editorialized. Let me answer a question. You ask a question.
Is it a good deal? Would you support it?
You know, I think that's part of the problem. The Iranian foreign minister immediately came out writing in English saying that it meant something completely different than what the president, than what President Obama said.
Right, but let's take that issue off the table.
Let me answer the question. Well, let me answer the question. The sincerity of the Iranians does make a big difference. And if they're immediately saying that the agreement doesn't mean what President Obama says, that is a big problem. The other thing is, so far we've seen fact sheets. The Iranians put out 500.
He keeps trying to jump in, and he's, you know what? You're going to see this with all the candidates. Where, listen, you little peon.
Yeah, and he could have handled this in a better way, I think. But I understand we're living in a society of very digestible, bite-sized sound bites that
right.
make it out in the media. And as a candidate, I think you have to be really aware that you're clarifying every statement that you make, because one little gotcha can take down your whole campaign.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's still really early, but he does look real snarky. Too. I mean, at the same time, his quotes may be right, but he also looked pretty snarky when he
and
was
that's
talking.
That's the thing you have to watch out for, because they can absolutely, they will take that 10 seconds and it will just explode. And, I mean, we've seen in the past where it just takes down a candidate. Mm-hmm. I saw a couple of local candidates here where they just catch 10 seconds of it and bang, you're done.
Yep.
So
they all over social media, they're referring to this as Rand throwing a rantrum, which he has apparently done several times with reporters when he doesn't like their tone or their question or whatever it is.
You know, that's a talent, to be able to control or say no, or you know, totally push back a reporter or an anchor person and not look like a jerk.
President Obama looks like a jerk, but he does it in a way where he kind of laughs at the reporter. Like
right.
when you've seen him sit down with O'Reilly, for instance,
yeah.
and he doesn't like where the line of questioning is going, he kind of laughs at him.
He turns his head, he has that leg. Right,
yeah.
exactly.
But it makes him, I mean, it still makes him look like a jerk in my eyes, but I'm sure that probably works for the majority of Americans who are like, oh, look, he's just playing off of him, he's winning.
It's hard. Clinton was a master of it.
Yeah.
Clinton was great at it. But, you know, it's hard. It's hard. If somebody's pushing you, and you want to push back, yet you need to look likable. It's a tough position, so I don't envy any of these. I can't for the life of me figure out why anybody wouldn't want this job.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it not in a million
yeah,
years.
For 400 grand?
So much scrutiny, I know.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway. All right, so that's what's going on. It's 15 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030. Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in-store and online and 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
Haven't filed your taxes yet? Remember that some of the things that you did last year could be worth valuable tax deductions and credits. For example, travel to help your favorite charitable organization may be tax deductible. TurboTax will walk you through over 350 tax deductions and credits so you don't forget about them. Go to TurboTax.com today and get started free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Musicians, now through April 19th at Guitar Center, over 50,000 guitars will be marked down under $100. In-store and online, choose from a huge selection of electric and acoustic guitars. Get incredible savings from brands like Fender, Squire, Epiphone, Ibanez, ESP, Washburn, Schecter, and more. Over 50,000 guitars under $100. With the greatest selection and our low price guarantee, any player can find the guitar of their dreams. Hurry, it absolutely ends April 19th. Don't miss your chance to save at Guitar Center.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Coming up on 18 past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Jennifer, Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasanelli joins us now, and Rich McFadden here. And Jennifer's got a cool Trans Am story.
I picked this one out just for you, Richie, because I know how you feel about cars. Well, do you remember that 1977 Pontiac Trans Am that was owned by Burt Reynolds? Do you remember it? It's restored. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's black. It's got gold rims. It's a beautiful car.
My dad was the general manager of a Pontiac dealership then, and that's what my mom drove in those couple of years.
That was hot.
Yeah, we were cool.
The Trans Am. Well, it's going to cross the auction block coming up Friday, April 24th. If you want to crack at owning it yourself, you can do it. Carlisle Auctions in Carlisle, Pennsylvania will have this offering at their spring auction, and there's about 350 consignments that'll be moved during that event. One of them is Burt Reynolds Trans Am that he purchased last year. It was restored by Trans Am restoration expert Harold Murphy out of Florida, and they began working on this car about a year ago, leading to this relationship that convinced Murphy and Burt Reynolds to consign with Carlisle. The Trans Am has been autographed by Burt Reynolds on the dashboard and the hood. It will be the last of Burt Reynolds' collection to be auctioned off as the Smokey and the Bandit star transitions to a new chapter in his life. The winning bidder also gets the Florida DMV title. Yeah, thanks. And that proves that Reynolds owned the car, as well as the autographed hat and jacket worn by Burt Reynolds during a photo shoot for the car. So there you go. How much do you think this car will go for?
Where did you say it was being sold? I'm sorry.
Carlisle.
Carlisle, Pennsylvania, the auction?
Uh-huh.
I'll be there.
You're going to be there? Yeah. April 20th? Well, then I think you should take
buy
pictures.
It. Yeah,
buy
absolutely.
I'm going to
be there.
Yeah. How much do you think it goes for?
That thing's going to do blah, 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 blah. It's going to do $400,000.
Ones that have gone before in 2014 went for over $100,000. Another one of his Trans Ams sold for $450,000.
Yeah.
So, it's a lot of money.
It's kind of interesting, though. Barrett Jackson and Meekum are the big classic muscle car auctions nowadays. Carlisle is like a more of a show and swap meet with an auction. It's surprising that I can't imagine that they would get as big of money at this show as they would. But you know what? It's a hot car. It's cool. I was watching Gas Monkey Garage last year, and they did a remake, kind of a half-hour episode of the Smokey and the Bandit, and they rebuilt one of the cars, drove it to him, knocked on his front door, and asked him if he'd come out and sign it. And it was cool.
This is a show
it was good to see him. But
Monkey Garage.
Yeah.
That's the story here.
Without a doubt.
And somebody watches that.
Watch old Bandit Run. Let's go get some beer, Ken, and we'll drive to Boston. What do you think?
Okay.
Here it is. 21 past the hour. Doug just did it. We just should have had him take the beer with him. That's 21 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
Uh-huh.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Yeah. Love it.
Absolutely. Bring on that guitar. Bring on that little riff. If you've never heard this before.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say that I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. It's got overdrive. Just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust with 4 11 gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair.
So this is an American country rock band
shining bright
from Michigan.
Grapevine.
I'm not sure how many rock or country bands come out of Michigan, Jennifer. You're a country expert.
You'd be surprised, maybe.
I mean, when I think of Michigan, I think of Bob Seger, Kid Rock.
And Kid Rock is sort of country now.
Yeah, Kid Rock is sort of country. He's got a bluesy feel to him. I think blues.
Southern rock.
So, if you know who this is, what band this is, they are our one-hit wonder of the week or the day. Give us a call at 888-302-3684, 888-302-3684. And if you name that band, we will send you a one-hit wonder CD from the Good Day Collection. Hold on.
The boys all thought lost sense, and telephone poles look like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see. Spots, the lines on the road just look like that.
The band was formed in 1967. Migrated to San Francisco after they couldn't hit a big in Ann Arbor. San Francisco, another hotbed of activity for country artists. Lead singer in the band is George Crane. Dealt with a little bit of country, rock and roll, western swing, and some boogie woogie. Now we know why they only had one hit. I mean, they were all over the map musically. They were inducted into the Michigan Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2009. Never produced another hit. This is it for them.
They arrested me and they put me in jail and called my pappy to troll my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
All right, so who's saying hot rod Lincoln? 888-302-3684. Let's start in, let's see if we got anybody missing out. Of course, we got is Defiance, Ohio, and Drew. Drew, who sings that song?
Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen.
That's it, Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen. What do you remember about that song?
The one thing I most remember is a field trip to Oak Openings Park, and I was in the sixth grade, and the whole back end of the bus, that song came on, and we were all singing it.
Isn't that amazing?
Huh.
That song takes you to that one specific point in your life.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah,
you know, I've never heard that song before.
Really?
Well,
really?
No.
I'm 72.
Well, you're too young. You're
yeah, you weren't even a thought by then.
Hmm.
So, but still, I mean, it was a big song, but you didn't really grow up with the classic rock stuff, though, did you? I mean, you were listening to the bop stuff, the boy bands.
Yeah, of course.
Right, of course. All right, Drew, so we're going to send you out one of our one-hit wonder CDs from
good
the Good
Day
Show. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. We were just thinking about Smokey and the Bandit and the Trans Am, and then also with this song, how many hot rod things we're thinking. We're thinking about Doug driving up 95, basically making that same trip that they did in Smokey and the Bandit from, I don't know where they started, but it was somewhere in the South, either in Georgia or Florida, all the way up to Boston to deliver the baked beans, right? That was the second trip that they did.
What color was the car?
Second one.
Smokey and the Bandit was black, and Doug has a red Rover. Red Rover.
Red Rover, Red Rover. And Dougie Ride Over.
Doug's making his own personal trip up there with his little Charlotte. He's home last night. He's probably on the farm waking up today and will be around with us tomorrow. So you can check in and see how he's doing and what's going on. Those of you who haven't heard, Charlotte passed away while he was driving from Florida to back up to Massachusetts. So he rushed her home, and he's going to have her cremated and have his little service for her. But he'll be back on the farm tomorrow, but with us tomorrow. It's 28 past the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Oh no, Fido and Fluffy have fleas, and now the whole family is scratching. If this scenario sounds all too familiar, take heart. There are things you can do to keep your household flea-free. Of course, the best defense is an offense. In other words, it's best to take preventative steps before fleas take over your house. As far as prevention goes, I recommend use a good skin and coat conditioner. Fleas are much less attracted to a dog or cat whose skin and coat is in good shape. Check your pet regularly using what I call Warren's white towel test. Roll your dog or cat around in a white towel. If you see specks on the white towel, put them on a wet paper towel. If they turn red, guess what? You have fleas. And when treating fleas, be careful. You know, there are so many chemicals available. You don't have to use them. What I want you to do is speak to your vet, follow his recommendations, and now we're lucky enough to have all natural flea control products available on the market, which will get rid of the fleas and keep your pets healthy, happy, and safe throughout the entire flea season. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside Original from Cedarside.com is a must. You've got to have this to eliminate fleas and ticks. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug at the checkout to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
I'm Chris Wald. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away. The radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GC.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Kent Kessler, and Roberta Fasanelli with you. And joining us now is Steve Wiseman, our legal counsel here on the Good Day Show, because there are all kinds of legal stories going on in the world this week, Steve, aren't there?
Oh, it's a big week.
So we've got, the short list here. Sarnaev in Boston, Aaron Hernandez from the Patriots, and the UVA suit rolling with Rolling Stone. So let's start off with Sarnaev in Boston and being found guilty on all 30 or 32 counts of guilty yesterday. What's the story with him?
Yeah, guilty on all 30 counts, 17 of which carry the death penalty. Massachusetts is not a state that has a death penalty, but this trial was done under federal law, and the choice was done, I think, partly to make him eligible for the death penalty. That's the phase of the trial they're going into now. There was never any question that he was going to be found guilty. His lawyers even admitted that. In the death penalty part of the case, though, only one of the jurors has to vote for life imprisonment in order to have life imprisonment. So it will have to be unanimous. It's a jury that's been screened so that they are not categorically against the death penalty, and they're going to see some rough. I mean, if we thought the evidence that was presented during the trial was rough, this will be really
rough.
Well,
even especially because Massachusetts does not have the death penalty, and it is a fairly liberal state, probably against the death penalty. So in order to convince everybody on that jury to vote for the death penalty, it would have to be extremely harsh, I would think.
Yeah, I think so. You know, the polls around Massachusetts, and, you know, Massachusetts was just so outraged of this. Still, a large majority were in favor of life in prison. And very frankly, I teach at Family University. I used to teach in the state prison system. And life in prison is, at a maximum security prison, is not an easy life. And I've talked to guys who were doing life. And one in particular, I remember, said, if I thought I was going to be in here for the rest of my my life, I'd make a run for the wall and let them shoot me down.
Wow.
So it's a tough penalty.
Wow. Hey, one question on that. He was found guilty on all 30 counts, and I don't see anywhere on that list where he was found guilty or where they charged him in the death of his brother, who he ran over.
You know, that's right. You're absolutely correct.
We were thinking that was the free one.
Until you brought that up. See, he's already making headway.
You get 30 charges, you get one free, I think,
right.
Something like that.
Right.
Yeah, we'll throw your brother in.
Get
exactly.
Get a free pass on that one. But we got you on these other 30. All right, so let's move a little bit farther north in your state to the New England Patriots and Aaron Hernandez. This guy's...
So cocky when he walks into the courtroom.
I don't think he really realizes. Yeah,
he said the same thing my wife said. She said, look at him. Yeah.
I mean, he's an attractive guy. Don't get me wrong. But, like, the fact that he's, like, winking at his girlfriend in the crowd, I mean, ew, gross.
Does he not realize what he's up against here? Is he kind of mentally out of it? Have they looked into that at all?
I wonder about that. But, you know, regardless of what happens here, he's going to face another double murder charge in Boston. And as a matter of fact, nothing was ever, and this is a problem with this particular case, they never, and they don't have to, but juries like to hear a motive, and they never mention the motive. The word that was kind of floating around, and who knows how good that is that the motive for shooting Odin Lloyd was that Lloyd had been shooting off his mouth about the fact that Hernandez had committed these other murders. So he's facing a lot.
Did they ever find the weapon in this? Did I hear that they hadn't found the weapon?
Absolutely correct. They're fairly sure that his fiance got rid of the weapon, but they never
so
did find a murder
they've
weapon.
They've got no motive and no weapon. How do you
right.
convict him?
Well, it's a lot of circumstantial evidence, and there is a lot of circumstantial evidence. There's a video that appears to show him with a gun in his hand coming back to his house after the killing. There's plenty of evidence that puts him at the scene of the killing, and it's really a bit of a surprise. His counsel, in closing argument, said he was present at the murder, didn't participate, was horrified by this, but didn't do it. Now, that's a dangerous thing because technically, if they put him at the scene and make him part of this under the felony murder laws in Massachusetts, just by being a part of it, even if he didn't pull the trigger, he is responsible. But it'll be interesting to see if the jury is going to convict on a lot of, but still all circumstantial evidence.
If you were going to sell the llamas on your farm and bet it all in Vegas on whether he gets guilty or not, what do you say?
I think they'll find him guilty.
Okay. Right. Let's move on south to UVA, the University of Virginia, and the Rolling Stone mess that it's become. What a disaster for Rolling Stone magazine. They should just shut the doors. This frat, it didn't take them any time to say, watch out, Rolling Stone. Here come our lawyers. They've got a case, don't they?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is they really don't. Rolling Stone could not have botched this more. But this would turn on the libel laws and, very frankly, the technicalities of the libel laws. You look at this. First of all, Rolling Stone is already retracted. In a libel law, you have to show that your reputation has been harmed. And, frankly, at this point, probably not. The biggest thing is group libel, the fraternity being libel.
Right.
Only really applies in small groups where an individual can be picked out. And even in the article, they used pseudonyms that didn't match up as far as the identifications of people with identifiable fraternity members. Mm-hmm. In addition, if this lawsuit does go ahead, it'll enter a discovery phase where the defense for Rolling Stone will be able to delve into every kind of drinking and sexual escapade that ever went on at this fraternity.
So the frat may not even want to do that then. They don't want the publicity.
Wow. Exactly.
Don't they have insurance, though? Couldn't they just offer a cash settlement? I mean, don't institutions like that usually have, like, libel insurance?
Well, that's where I think you're right on. I think the last thing Rolling Stone wants, though, is to actually have a trial. So I think the case may be filed, but I can't see it ever going to court. I think there'd be probably a pretty substantial
settlement.
Here's how this
plays out. Are you ready for this? Here's how it plays out.
Yeah.
The fraternity threatens. Rolling Stone pays them $500,000 or $1 million or something like that, yep, just to make it go away. And then the fraternity has the biggest kegger of their existence.
Yeah. Party!
Didn't see that one coming.
Keg cans for everybody.
Party on the frat house, baby. All right. Steve, did we miss anything? There's a lot going on there. I mean,
no, I think you got the biggie.
All right, you're up to speed on all the legal stuff going on there. Steve Wiseman, our legal beagle for the Good Day Show at 41 past the hour. Coming up, Jennifer's TV report and some good nuggets in
good
there
one
for you. So stick around on Good Day.
For over 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators to make high-quality, beautiful flooring affordable for everyone. Delivering this value means you get the floor you want at a low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices even more. This week at beautifully distressed click strand bamboo. It's easy to install, and now it's $229. That's about half what you'll pay at other stores. Plus, 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 12-month special financing. You trust our value. We value your trust for quality hardwood. See the flooring experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too. Till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at Ortho.com. Use only as directed.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and on lot number 3030.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Did you have a baby last year? Or did you not have a baby last year despite all the subtle hints your mom kept dropping? Like building that crib and asking for a number one grandma mug for Christmas? Even though that's not how it works. You can't just ask to be awarded number one grandma. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you have a baby, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
It's 44 past the hour, and Doug Steffens, Good Day, with Jennifer Horn's television report. This is one of the highlights of my day.
Really?
Because when I get home at night, and I'm just like, you know, you take the kids to practice, the dance practice, the baseball practice, basketball practice, whatever it is, I just want to chill, and I want to see what's on the boob tube.
Yeah.
So tell me.
Sometimes we're too zonked, right? Well, here's some of the biggest news coming out of the TV world today. Face the Nation host Bob Schieffer. He's announced he is retiring.
Yeah.
Put them out to pasture. CBS News confirmed this on Wednesday, and it's going to open up a seat at one of the longest-running programs on television. So, again, we'll be looking, we'll be playing that reality show, Who's Going to Take the Seat? Bob Schieffer's worked in the industry for more than 50 years. 46 of them were with CBS. He's going to say goodbye to the show this summer, and he made the official announcement at in Fort Worth at TCU Schieffer College of Communication, go figure, while he was speaking at his annual Schieffer Symposium.
I want a horn. What's a good horn hole? I don't know.
Leave me alone.
Don't go there.
I want to be famous enough to have like a Schieffer Symposium. All right. Bobby and Jamie Dean are in the news today. They are the sons of Paula Dean. Both of them quite handsome boys. Paula Dean's never getting back together again with the Food Network. A little tip of the hat to Taylor Swift. But... her sons, Bobby and Jamie, have been doing their own shows for the Cooking Channel, owned by the Food Network, and now they're in the midst of filming a brand new show for the channel, and you guys, we would so love this. All of us would love Southern Fried Road Trip. They've been filming at restaurants in West Virginia. They're going through all the southern restaurants. But here's where it gets good, Roberta. They're looking at all the best, like, fried southern deliciousness, and they're making healthy takes on it. So they go to the restaurant, learn the recipe, see how it goes, and then they're creating healthy makeovers of these traditionally southern meals. So that's pretty cool, right?
Could they do healthy Popeye's fried chicken?
Or Hush Puppies?
Country fried steak.
Country ham.
How she gets basically booted off of the network for just racist comments, and then her kids end up getting shows on there.
Because we are our own separate entities. As someone who works for her dad during the day, Rich McFadden, we are our own separate entities. I'm just protecting myself in case my dad makes a racial slur.
Your dad? I don't think so.
Or maybe he's protecting himself against me. I don't know. Hey, good news. Roberta, Teletubbies are coming back to TV. Tinky Winky.
Jerry Falwell's on the phone. He wants to know what time of day.
I know.
Tinky Winky.
They've been off the...
Teletubbies. Teletubbies. Say... hello.
Oh my God. Okay, after more than 10 years off the air, the Teletubbies are returning to entertain a whole new generation of children. That's right. According to the Telegraph.
Entertain and terrify.
Exactly. The rebooted BBC series will premiere later this year, and it's unknown whether or not the original voice actors will return, but there will be some new voices and a few familiar ones as well. So more to come on that story. Breaking news here on Good Day. We will be sure to follow it. Kathy Bates. In the news, she's going to be living the sweet life on American Horror Story Hotel. Ryan Murphy announced that Kathy Bates will return to FX for the anthology this fall. She appeared in the last two seasons of the show, and she's even won an Emmy for her role in Coven, which is one of the American Horror Story series. You know how they all put them together. Mm-hmm. All right. Fox for News, Last Man on Earth. Good news, if you're a fan of that show, you'll get a season two. It's picked up that show for a second season, according to Fox. They announced it on Wednesday. Will Forte involved with that project. It's doing pretty well. It airs Sundays at 9 o'clock on Fox. And ABC... good news for them. ABC has broken NBC's winning streak in the evening news department for the first time since 2009.
Really?
People are saying it's because of the disappointment with Brian Williams. Maybe Lester Holt isn't. It's his seventh week filling in for Williams, who's been suspended for 6 months, and this is the first time that ABC has popped ahead of NBC in the ratings during that time slot. I don't know if...
And ABC has, David Muir, right?
They have David Muir. And I just don't know if it has anything to do with Brian Williams, like people miss him. Or maybe people are saying, hey, NBC's reputation's been tarnished. Maybe we should try something else. I mean, look, they're going to Good Morning America in the mornings, and Today Show's been losing. So why wouldn't you get your evening news from ABC?
I guarantee. I spent an hour and a half on the phone yesterday talking to a company that does studies on media personalities. Hmm. And I guarantee, and looking at the questions that they use and how they break them down, there's 100 questions, and just they have absolutely every idea. They know exactly whether it was we don't like Brian Williams, we're disappointed in the network, or whether it's we don't like Lester Holt, we want Brian Williams back. They know exactly what's going on. I bet you in the next 6 months we're going to learn, maybe even sooner if they're losing ratings.
And maybe this does break. I mean, people were saying after the suspension, Brian Williams would disappear. Maybe he comes back now.
Sure.
I have to get to this story before we run out of time here, guys. You know the show Castle that with my boyfriend Nathan Fillion,
right,
who
I love.
Mm-hmm. Great show. Mm-hmm. Well, they're bringing in a guest star that you guys all know. His name? Steve Urkel. Okay, maybe not Steve Urkel, but Jaleel White, the man formerly known as Steve Urkel, is going to be doing a guest appearance on Castle's upcoming episode, Dead from New York.
Get out.
Oh, yeah. I am so on it.
Is that reaching?
It is not. Hi, guys. Remember Steve Urkel? Love him. I used to have a dog.
Did I do that?
Laura.
All right. There's your TV report on Good Day at 51 past the hour.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Every week at this time, we talk to our friend Tom Kretler from the Money Pit Weekend Program. If you need some help with your house, go to moneypit.com and check out Tom's website. There's all kinds of cool tips and videos. I frequent it myself quite often, Tom.
When you don't get your questions answered every week on...
Well, you know, I try to get my questions in, but, you know, it's not all about
all right.
me. So, as such is the case this week, we have a couple of people who are dying to get their questions answered, and we'll start with Jeff, who says, I purchased a 40-gallon water heater, but realized afterward that I should have bought a 50-gallon tank, and they will not let me return or exchange it. My home has 3 full baths, 4 adults living here, 4 adult family members living here, but only my wife and I take showers in the morning. Do you think a 40-gallon water heater will be enough to replace the 50-gallon heater.
The other two just get the stink all the way along.
Right, yeah.
They do a PTA.
See that.
That's a fun.
With three full baths, clearly the home needs a 50-gallon water heater. And while your present living conditions, you may be able to ration your showers, Jeff, so that everybody gets a shower once in a blue moon. The problem is that when you go to sell the house, it's basically undersized, so it's going to become an issue. Now, if the water heater's not been installed, if it's still in the box, I don't see why the plumbing company wouldn't take it back. I mean, plumbers, you know, buy and return stuff like that all the time when it turns out not to be needed. However, if you've already installed it, that's a different matter. They're not going to take it back a now used 40-gallon water heater.
Is there a market for used water heaters?
Maybe like an eBay kind of thing, but not really.
Not much. Okay, so it's pretty much done. Yeah. All right, our second question is from Jennifer. She says, how do I keep my cat quiet?
That is not my cat. No. My cat doesn't meow like that. That is that Roberta's cat.
You can hear that?
Yeah. At first, I thought it was our last guest, Steve or J.J. Watson. What kind of lawyer has a cat that loud? And then I realized it's Roberta's cat.
I thought you were killing the cat, Roberta. My cat. Dying in the corner or something.
Love how Rich assumes just because I'm single, I'm the cat lady here.
No,
not yet. Give me 3 years. All right.
You have a cat named Buddy. It's a girl cat named Buddy. I mean, that thing's messed up in the head already.
Hey.
All right. So our second person
is a girl.
Dave writes, is composite decking really worth the expense? There are some very poor reviews of composite decking in the internet, but these are isolated cases, are they?
You know what they say, haters gonna hate, right? I mean, when composite decking she's always right. Mm-hmm. So when composite decking first came out, it used to be made of wood fiber and polyethylene, and the wood fibers would sort of bubble to the surface. And since there was technically some wood then in contact with the air, you would get some algae that was on it. But now composite decking is different. It's made where the wood mix plastic fiber portions inside and the exterior is completely surrounded with a cap. And so what you see, what you touch, what your furniture scrapes across, all of that surface doesn't have any organic material, so it really doesn't grow any algae or mold. It's simply soap and water cleanup. It's going to be more expensive than traditional wood, but it doesn't have the staining and sealing that has to happen every year or two. And remember, when you build with composite decking, the substructure, the floor joists, the girders, the beams, the posts, all that stuff is still made out of pressure treated. You're only using composite for the decking surface and the railings themselves. So, yes, I think it is worth it. Definitely the way to go.
One of the best things I ever did is strip up all my wood and put down composite. It's great stuff. It's great on the kids' feet. I mean, it's just no maintenance.
You can do like a deck makeover and just pull off the decking boards and put composite down.
That's what I did.
Sure.
Yep. Yeah. That's exactly what I did. It's cheap, too. I mean, when you just do the makeover. All right. Lastly, Lynn needs to replace her roof, which has solar panels installed for heating her pool. That's kind of crazy. The panels need to be removed and then reinstalled upon completion of the roof. Every roofing contractor reassures me that there will not be a problem, but she's
not
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are they going to say?
Have you ever watched a roofing contracting team work? I mean, they're not the daintiest guys. They're not sort of the mechanics of the business. They're more structural guys. You know, they rip off the old roof, they slap on the new roof, and they're done. So I would not necessarily trust my roofing contractor to disassemble a mechanical system that is the solar panels. I would have a solar installation company pay them to remove the panels, set them aside, preserve them, and then after the new roof's on, put them back on. I would definitely not have the roofing contractor do it unless you're in an area where this is really, really common and it develops some expertise and it will guarantee its performance.
What does she do with the hole while they're out? Just cover them?
What do you mean the hole?
When you pull this. Oh, the solar panels go on top.
Yeah, they go on top. Yep, they go on top.
All right, cool.
There'll still be some pipes and wires that come through, but you can deal with that like any other roof protrusion.
There he is, Tom Kreitler, moneypit.com. Check him out. You can give him a call, and he will call you back and answer all your questions at 888 Money Pit. Right, Tom?
That's right. 888-666-3977.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.